The Anglican Church in the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands presents Insight, a program sponsored by the Anglican Churchman.
Good evening. I am Father Cameron Saunders from the parish of Christ the King in Ridgeland Park, West on the island of New Providence. Welcome to Insight. This program is sponsored by the Anglican Church Men. My technical producer is Mr. Ramon Sweeting. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and happy the people he has chosen to be his inheritance. Blessed be the Lord our God, by whose grace we are yet alive. Blessed be his Son, Jesus Christ, by whose rising we are set free. Blessed be the Spirit of God, in whom is our hope and our joy. Father, we come together in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, to offer you our worship, praise, and thanksgiving. To you belong all power and glory. You are the source of all goodness. Let our worship bear witness to your peace and saving power. Through your Spirit, may we ever rejoice in the abiding presence of our risen and ascended Lord. Amen. The Canticle, Christ our Passover. Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us. So let us celebrate the feast, not with the old leaven of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep. For as by man came death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. We now observe an act of penitence. Lord, we pray to you for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone. And so uphold us by your Spirit, that we may live and serve you in newness of life, to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, before whose face the generations rise and pass away, the strength of those who labor and the repose of the holy blessed dead, we remember all who have faithfully lived and died, especially those who gave themselves in service of the great world wars. Lift us into life and love, and give us our portion with those who have trusted in you and striven to do your will. And to your name, with the church on earth and in heaven, we ascribe all honor and glory, world without end. Amen. O God, whose blessed Son came into the world that he might destroy the works of the devil and make us children of God and heirs of eternal life, grant that, having this hope, we may purify ourselves as he is pure, that, when he comes again with power and great glory, we may be made like him in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the Book of the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. But the souls of the righteous are in the hand of God, and no torment will ever touch them. In the eyes of the foolish, they seemed to have died, and their departure was thought to be a disaster, and their going from us to be their destruction. But they are at peace. For though in the sight of others they were punished, their hope is full of immortality. Having been disciplined a little, they will receive great good, because God tested them and found them worthy of himself. Like gold in the furnace, he tried them, and like a sacrificial burnt offering, he accepted them. In the time of their visitation, they will shine forth and will run like sparks through the stubble. They will govern nations and rule over peoples, and the Lord will reign over them forever. Those who trust in him will understand truth, and the faithful will abide with him in love, because grace and mercy are upon his holy ones, and he watches over his elect. Here ends the lesson. Today in the Bahamas, we observe Remembrance Day, a day that is set aside throughout the Commonwealth and her member states to commemorate those who have died in the great world wars. Official government notice reminds us that in the Bahamas, Remembrance Day is the day on which Bahamians memorialize veterans who served in the British Army in World War I between the years of 1914 and 1918, and World War II between the years of 1939 and 1945. We also memorialize those who lost their lives in the sinking of the HMBS Flamingo on this day. It was King George V of Britain who was the first to institute Remembrance Day, when on the 7th of November 1919, he set aside a day during the month of November as a day to remember British soldiers killed during World War I. The day chosen was specifically selected to coincide with the official end of World War I at the 11th hour of the 11th month, 1918. In similar fashion, the Bahamian government made the decision to commemorate Remembrance Day on the nearest Sunday to the November 7th day by designating the second Sunday in November as Remembrance Day. On Remembrance Day, there are two services held. The first, an ecumenical service at Christ Church Cathedral, followed by a parade and a second service at the Garden of Remembrance. At the Garden of Remembrance, a brief interdenominational service is held and led by the Bahamian Christian Council, followed by the laying of wreaths by the Diplomatic Corps and other non-government organizations at the base of the cenotaph. In the Bahamas today, we particularly recall the Second World War, as it is the more recent and yet was the largest and most violent military conflict in human history, where official casualty sources estimate battle deaths during this war were nearly 15 million for military personnel, and were over 38 million in civilian deaths. Combat and bombing had flattened cities and towns, destroyed infrastructure such as bridges and railroads, and scorched the countryside of the nations involved in the conflict. Even in the US, although due to the void in the labor force made by male military service during World War II, many women and African Americans were able to enter the workforce, food shortages and shortages of fuel and other kinds of consumer products persisted, and many cases worsened even after peace was declared. As we look back at the conflict, where the immediate precipitating event for this war was the invasion of Poland by Nazi Germany on September 1st, 1939, and the subsequent declarations of war on Germany made by Britain and France. Let us also look at the response made by the Church of England at that time to possibly find response to conflict and inspiration today. Presiding Archbishop of Canterbury, the Most Reverend William Temple, consistently offered meaningful inspiration and consolation during World War II. As one who himself found deep inspiration in the theology of the Incarnation, leading him to the conclusion that since in Christ God took on flesh and dwelt among us, the personality, or that is the personhood, of every man and woman is sacred, he continuously prayed and advocated for justice, peace, and for goodwill to prevail. Another inspirational character of this time is the provost of Coventry Cathedral, Father Richard Howard. World War II was considered a total war, where all of the resources of societies involved in the war were mobilized to fight, and priority was given to warfare over ordinary or non-combatant needs. In this kind of warfare, all and any civilian associated resources and infrastructure are considered as legitimate military targets. The city of Coventry was a leader in munitions factories, supplying planes and vehicles and other essentials to the British forces. Germany conducted a strategic attack on the city, known as the Coventry Blitz, on the night of the 14th of November, 1940. Father Howard went on the roof of the cathedral to try and save it during the bombing, but when a severe wave of incendiary bombs descended, he had no choice but to retreat. He is particularly remembered, though, for advocating for forgiveness and reconciliation, having the words, "Father, forgive," inscribed in the ruins chancel of the cathedral, rather than the words, "Father, forgive them," being the words of Jesus on the cross, as a reminder that we all need forgiveness, not just those who have harmed. Father Howard then went on to rebuild a cathedral which would speak of Christ's resurrection, as the old one mirrored his crucifixion. Brother Lane Wilson of the Anglican Order for Men, the Society of St. John the Evangelist in Boston, Massachusetts, in a sermon offered on All Saints Day, November 1st, 2023, offers these words. Jesus doesn't quantify or set thresholds. Blessed are those who mourn great and small losses. Blessed are those who broker peace on the global stage and around the dinner table. Jesus calls us to respond to whatever life gives, whether it seems earth-shattering or insignificant, with the quiet, confident, persistent faith that what we do in this life and how we do it matter, that there is a connection between this life and the next. As you look at these two figures, Archbishop Temple and Provost Howard, reconciliation and the profound sacredness of life should continuously be our guides and inspiration, even in our Christian witness today. Reconciliation, whether on a world stage or personal, on the job or in a romantic relationship, in a family or even between friends, reconciliation is divinely impactful, offering a moment of grace. Reconciliation serves as a guide and a taste of the redeemed life, the life reunited with God. Then, as human life is indeed precious to God, as the Gospel according to St. John chapter 3 and verse 16 reminds us, where Jesus intimately tells the Pharisee Nicodemus, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. With the belief that all life is sacred, then might concerted action be made to tackle even specific and immediate and localized issues such as resource or food security in the effort to preserve all life. Collaboration and fair dispensation of resources may just begin if everyone sees everyone as worthy of life and living, despite differences. Differences may even be seen as strengths rather than weaknesses in the effort to achieve healthy living conditions universally. We recognize that we live in a world that more often than not doesn't seem to reflect the presence of God and his kingdom, with natural disaster, environmental destruction, human-inflicted misery and oppression, violent conflict, grief and pain. That kingdom that is to come, the kingdom where abundant life is the standard, that kingdom seems like an image of a galaxy far, far away. Steadily, Christian works, however, must continue. Faith must endure. In a world where darkness seems suffocating to the light of Christ, where wickedness, greed, and lawlessness and conflict seem to prevail, Christians must remember we serve a God who is victorious, who himself conquered death in and for his creation. And that not only gives hope, but mandates us to act in redemption, to act in reconciliation, to act with divine radiance. If we have faith in a resurrected Lord, then we approach challenge with Christ's word and Christ's work for our direction and for our strength. As Christians in a world still impacted by the forces of wickedness that contend with the kingdom of light, we press on. We offer a word of grace. We serve with acts of grace. We love the love of God, who alone transforms the soul. Thus, we remember today the action of men and women to put aside their safety for the sake of peace and justice. May we be inspired to respond likewise in major circumstances and in the small. Then the Christ who said, "My kingdom is not from this world," that kingdom will soul by soul silently advance, and the light that truly transforms will intensify till all see and all glow resplendently. Let us then continue to recall these world wars and remember those willing to kill for the wrong reasons, and remember those willing to die for the right ones. Let us be encouraged and emboldened by the sacrificial fight of men and women who went to war for peace, for justice, for goodwill. And may we do the same in our own day and in our own small way. Let us pray for peace among the nations. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, guide the nations of the world into the way of justice and truth, and establish among them that peace which is the fruit of righteousness, that they may become the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray a prayer offered in time of trouble. Grant us, O Lord our God, ever to find in you a very present help in trouble. When we are in the darkness of doubt and perplexity, shed your light upon our way. When we are burdened with the affairs of our daily life, lift us to the calm of your presence. When we are battling with temptation and the flesh is weak, by the might of your Spirit, make us strong to overcome. We ask these things through him in whom we are more than conquerors, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And let us pray for homes and for families. Heavenly Father, whose Son, Jesus Christ, born of a woman, sanctified childhood and shared the life of an earthly home, bless the homes and families of our nation. Give to parents a true sense of responsibility in the care and training of their children, that our boys and girls may grow up in the fear of your name and the fellowship of your church, for the glory of Christ our Lord. Amen. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or conceive, by the power which is at work among us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all ages. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us bless the Lord. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
You have been listening to Insight, a presentation of the Anglican Church in the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. If you feel the need for pastoral help, you may visit the Anglican priest in your area. Good night, and thank you for listening.